Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Katz, Leilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Tovia Katz, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak Meir Skala, and Basya Bas Moshe Leib Skala.
Meseches Bava Basra Daf Nun. The sugya begins earlier in Daf Mem Tesim with Beis, where the Gemara is medayik from the fact that the Mishnah says a ish cannot have chazaka b'nichse ishtoi. That's only as far as chazaka is concerned. But haraya yesh, if the Baal would have a raya with edim or a shtar, that would help to mekayim the mechira, and to say that his wife sold him the nichse melug. On that, the Gemara asks, milo itnan, didn't we learn the Mishnah, lokach min ish, v'chaz av lokach min isha, mekhoi batal, al meisi omer nachas ruch asis lebaili. We should say that the really it's not a real mechira, because the only reason why she acquiesced to the mechira is only because she wants to make a nachas ruach to her husband. And they must go to the Gemara tries to explain and find a case where the mechira would be a good mechira, and then if the husband being a raya, then it would be a good raya. On the etzem halacha, that is a svara, the Gemara's nachas ruach asisi lebaili, the Rishbam explains that the reason why we say it's not a good mechira is because it's not doime to tliu v'zavin d'zvini zvini. Normally, if you force a person to make a sale, we had learned in the previous Gemaras that the sale is valid and zadas fakno, because agav oinsi gomra makni, says the Rishbam, over here it's different, the leko oines kol kach, loy gomra vaknaya. Since there's not such a great oinus, therefore there's no gemiras das, and there's no hakno. The Ramban, the Rajma, the Ran, a matmiya on Rashi. That adarabba, if there's not such a great oinus, then for sure there's a gemiras das for hakno. If you make a mechira, we assume there's a gemiras das for hakno. It's only that in the case of an oinus, we would say that you didn't have in mind to be makne, and on that Rav Huna was mechadish to us that agav oinsi dezuzi gomro makni. So if over here it's not such an oinis, then avadit should be a proper akno. And therefore the Rishonim argue on the Rishbam, and the Rishonim learn that we're talking over here that the lekeach did not give money to the isha. So if he did not give money to the isha, it has a din of tliyuhu v'yohiv. They forced her to give it. Deloy havi matana. It's not a matana. But if there would be zuzi involved, avada, we would say, agav oinsi de zuzi gomru makni. And that the Rashbam says, it's not such a oinis. Adarabba, if it's not such a oinis, there's more reason to say that there was a hakna. Bemes the Rashbam daf memches is meisif, that even though it says a loshen of a chazav v'lokach mino isha, which is mashma nesinas damim, it's speaking only that he gave her dover muat, something which is not shavet demei mekach, which is really a matana. It has a din like a matana, and it's loy gomra u makne. Lechayra, we could be miyashev the Rashbam based on what we learned in the previous sugya by tliu v'zovin. Although we learned that agav oinsi dezuzi gomra makni, but we also learned that a meidah helps to mivatal the mekach. Why? Because through a meidah, it was nizbarer that you really were not gomra makni. So too, if we'd find an oinis that we know for sure was not gomra makni, the kinyan wouldn't help. So b'meile we could say that Rav Huna's klal of agav oinsi dezuzi gomra makni is only in a stam oinsi de nafshe, where we don't have reason to say there was no akna, we are tailed to say that it's gomer or makni, although we see an oinis of zuzi, or in a case of a different oinis, but where there is zuzi involved. But in a case where we have a svara to say that there was no akna, because nachas ruach asisi lebaili, it's more mistaver to take on the tzad that she was not gomer or makni, and the kinyan will not help. It's not any worse than a case of Maidah. And possibly that's what the Rashbam means, that here it's not such a oinis, and the etzem mitzad, the etzem maise, there would be a mechira. But since we have such a strong svara of nachas ruach asisi lebaili, we say that there was no hakna. Davni Meluim presents a third way to understand pshat in the svara of nachas ruach asisi lebaili. The Rambam in Perichov Beis Milchus Ishus Alochi Yudches writes that a isha could be chayzeres b'chol eis shetirtza. In such a case, where there's a svar of nachas ruach asisi labayli, she could be chayzer from the mechira. And the Ravid asks, v'loma mechayzeres, v'michayel loymer nachas ruach asisi labayli, bitul mekach loma. V'ezen nachas yik shetachzer v'tibotel mekcho. What does the Ravid mean? So the Avni Meluim and Simon Tzadik, Sivkon Chav Zayin, is Masbir, that the Kavanah of the Ravid is that she cannot be Mevatel the Mekach only after the gerushin or she becomes an almana. Because the Ravid holds that the Yisayid HaDin that she could say, Nachas Ruch HaSis LaBaili, is not because it's an Oinus, like the way the Rishbam learns, and not because it's like a Matana, like the Rishayim learn, but it's a Anan Sadi, that she's not planning to sell it, only because of Avas Shalom Yim Baila. She wants to live peacefully with her husband, and therefore, there's an Anan Sahadi that her motivation for Mechira is temporary. That she has in mind that it should be a Mechira only as long as she is married. Why? Because of Shalom Bayis. But after she is divorced, the Mechira should be Batal. In other words, the Mechira is only a Mechira Lizman. So therefore, the Isha cannot be Chayzeres. That is a svar of Nachas Ruch Asisi Labaili, that means La'acher Misa or La'acher Gerishin, then it wasn't a Mechira, because the Mechira was only up until that point. But if right now there will be a Betel Mekach, then Avadet's not doing a Nachas Ruach Labaila. You're doing the opposite of what your intention is. Your intention is to sell it for Shalom Bayis. So then obviously you're not going to be able to be Chayzer as long as he's alive. And that's Lashon HaRavid. So Betel Mekach Loma. What Nachas is there? Kishetachzer v'tibotel Mekcha. So therefore, it must be that she's only selling at Lizman, and after the Gerishin, or after he dies, then the Mekach is Batal. In summary, we presented three Pshatim in the Gemara. What does it mean, Tema Nachas Ruach Hasis Labaili, and there's no Mechira? According to the Rashbam, it's because it's an Oynes. And for some reason over here, this Oynes is Mevatal, the Mekach. According to the other Rishayim, the Rabban, Rajm, the Ran, over here it's not a Mechira because we're not dealing with money. It is a question of a Matana. And a Matana is not a good Hakno when it's Aidei Oinus. And the third Malach is the Ravid, that it's not Bechlal a Oinus or a Matana. The aside is that it's a real Mechira, but it's only a Mechira Lizman, calls man that she is married. As soon as she is divorced or he dies, then the Mekach is Batal. Be'emes, even according to the way the Rashbam understands the Svara of Nachas Ruach Hasisi Lebaili, that it's not a Mechira Mitam Oynes, it doesn't mean that it's a Mekach Tois and it's not a Mechira Bechlal. It just means that the Mechira is not Chal completely. In other words, as long as the husband is alive, it's taka yes a mechira. But as soon as he dies or he divorces her, she's able to collect her ksuba from these nechasim, from the nechasim that were sold, because she only did it for nachas ruach hasisi labayli. And the rayel shitasoi, says the Rishbam, is because the Gemara says that the Mishnah is talking about also in shar nechasim, and shar nechasim for sure the mekach is kayim. So it must be that it says mekhi bottle doesn't mean that it's bottle miyat. Now, be'emes, Rashi and Ksubis, and daf pe aleph and aleph by the case of Reitz and Limkar Menichse Achiv, over there it's mevor that somebody who sells the nechassim of Meshubadim leksuba, the mekach is kayin. And Rashi asks that the Mishnah says, lokach me'ish, v'chos of lokach me'isha, mekhoi batal. And Rashi is ma'ir that the loshna mekhoi batal is mashma that it's batal right away. So how could the Gemara and Ksuba say that if you sell the nechassim that are meshubim for the ksuba, the mechira is kayin, the loshna of this Mishnah that our Gemara brings is mekhoi batal, it's batal right away. Rashi answers that the Mishnah is talking about Gimel Sadeis, the three Sadeis that Amishub, like the Gemara explains, one that was Kosav Labik Subasa, one that was Miyachel Labik Subasa, and one was Echnis Leishum Mishalom. On that, but Shai Nechassim, the Mekach is Taka Kayim. On that, the Rashbam asks that it's our Gemara's Mavur, that it's Lav Davka of those three Nechassim, Shai Nechassim also, the Mekach is Batal. And in that, the re-answer is that it says Mekhoi Batal just means from the time when you're going to collect those lands for the Ksuba. And even by the Gimel Sadeis, the Mekach is going to be Kayim until then. That means that until the Shas of a collection, the time when you have to be Tarif the lands for the purpose of the ksuba, when it's nisarmel on his garsha, the mekach is kayim, both by the shar nechasim and also by gimel sadois. So Mele Rashi and ksuba is kashas fanfrit, that taka you could sell nechasim shabon leksuba, the mekach is kayim. Mekach is kayim mean that right now the mekach is kayim until it was nisarmel on his garsha. But if it was nisarmel on his garsha, then the mekach is batal means, and then you she could collect her ksuba from those nechasim. And there's no chilik between the gimel nechasim or shar nechasim. And the maskana of Al-Gemara, according to the Rashbam, is that where's in the gay the din of the Mishnah by us, that although a husband can't have chazaka b'nichse ishtoi, but a raya would be a raya of mechira, with Edom or with a shtar, the maskana is in a case of nichse melug. A nichse melug where the wife sells it to the husband, or they both sell the alma, but now a case we're talking where the wife sells it to the husband, there it's a good mechira. And on that, he could bring a raya to say that he bought it. But when it comes to selling lands for a ksuba, that avada, whether it's the three lands that are miyuchid, that the Gemara mentioned, the gimel sadais, or shar nechasim, in all cases, the mechira is a good mechira up until the time it's for collection, when it's negeh to collect it for the ksuba, then the mekach is going to be batal. That's the mahalach according to L'chay Rashi and the Rashbam. According to Taisvis, says that Rashi says, then the Mishnah is speaking about the Gimel Sadis, his Kavana is that the Mishnah is a Loshna Mekach Bottle, which is Mash Miyad. That is only in the Gimel Sadis. But Shar Sadis you could sell, but if he dies or he divorces, then you collect the Ksuba, because it's not the Sheba is not Bottle. Al Gemara says, Ilem Lamuti Shana Chosim Kolshkin Davale Evo, which is Mashma, that they're both the same. Shana Chosim and the Gimel Sadis have the same halacha. So Taisus learns that that's only going on the Loshna Mekhoi. It's not going on the Loshna Mekhoi bottle. Avada Loshna Mekhoi bottle is only by the Gimel Sadis and not by Shana Chosim. It's going on the Etzim Din, that Yechoy Elohim and Nachas Ruach Asisim Labayli, that Svara of Nachas Ruach Asisim Labayli is not only in the Gimel Sadis, it has to apply also to Shana Chosim, like the Gemara says, because otherwise, Kolshkein the Havalei Eva. And the Mele, if it applies to Shana Chosim, Al Kopanim, the Mekach will be bottle Legabe, that if it's Mace or Girsha, that the wife is able to collect the ksuba from those nechasim. But according to Taisvis, there's a chilik between the Gimel Sadis and Shar Sadis. In the Gimel Sadis, the Mekach is bottle miyad, and in Shar Sadis, the Mekach is bottle, meaning that when he dies or he divorces her, she's able to collect the ksuba from those nechasim. But up until then, the Mechira is going to be kaya. What comes out is that according to the Rashbam, there's no chili between the Gimel Sadis and Shar Nechasim. In both, there's a svar of Nachas Ruach Asisi Labayli to say that if it was Meis or Nesamrala, she's able to collect the Ksuba from all those Nechasim. But up until then, the Mechira is Kayim. And according to Taisis, there's a chilik, the Gimel Sadis, the Mekach is bottled right away. And the Shar Sadis, the Mechira is Kayim until the time when it's Negev for it to collect it by Girsha or Nesamrala. The Gemara continues and says that the case of the Mishnah, where we medayik that the Baal has a with a raya with idea shtara edim could say the wife sold it to him, is talking about nichse malug. On that, the Gemara asks, ha'amra meimar ish v'isha shemachru b'nichse malug le'osu v'le'klum. A man or a woman that sell in the nichse malug, neither one can make a mechira, and the reason is because the ish has the kinyan peiros mitakonas chazal, and the isha has the guf. Neither one can make a mechira. And the Gemara explains, no, ki itmar da meimer. When did a meimer say is alocha heichad zovin ihu? If he sold the karka of nichse malug umis, and then he died, so asya I umafka, she could go and take away the nichse malug from the lekuches. Inami zavno ihi umeso, or if she sold it and then she died, also iu mapik betakanta derabbanan. He has a right to go take it from the lekuches because of takanas usha, like the Gemara says. Rabbi Yisrael Hanina said, "Beusha iskino isha shemachr benichse malug, a woman that sells nichse malug, although she owns the gufa karka, but the pears belong to the husband. Umeso, then she dies. Habal moitz miyad al lekuches. The husband has a right to take it away from the lekuches because they gave him a din of a lekeach rishain." But the Gemara says, so we still can find the case of Nichse Malug where the husband could buy from the wife, because Alhecha Dezvini Tarvayo La'alma, if they both agreed to sell it out to somebody else, her the guf and him the peiros, or Inami Zavna Ilididei, or she will sell the guf to him, then Zvina Zvini. Then it's considered a good sale. Now the Gemara says that Hecha Dezovin Iyu Umeis, when he would sell the Nichse Malug and then he dies, Asya'i umafka. She goes and takes it away from the lekuches. The Rishbam explains it because a husband cannot be moicher the nichse malug, which does not belong to him. He only owned the peiros. But he could sell the guf im tomos ishtoi. If his wife will die, then the guf is taka sold. In other words, it's clear from the Rashbam that if the isha is meso b'chayi habal, if let's say the husband sold the nichse melug, and then the wife died in his lifetime, so the mechira of the baal is kayim because the peiros are his now, were his all the time, and now the karka also is his because the wife died, so he owns the entire nichse melug, so his mechira is considered a good mechira. And takets meduik like that from the Loshna Gemara, which says Hecha de Zovin Iu Umes, where he sold it and then he died, that's when she could be mighty from the Lekuches, which is mashma that if he did not die bechayeha, so then it is considered a good mechira of the husband of the Nichse Melug mitzad the Baal. The Ramban asks that in Yushalmi it's mavur not like this. In Yerushalmi it says that Mochar hu umesa hi, if he sold the Nichse Melug and she died, Habal moitzi miyad lekuches, the Baal himself could take it away from the lekuches, meaning that it's not considered a good sale. Lema dova doime, what is that comparable to? Leben shemochar benichse aviv umes aviv, a son that sells his father's land and then his father dies, she'ein zu mechira, it's not a mechira. Why not? Why can't a ben sell nichse aviv? When the father will die, he will be yoyresh all those nechasim. And the answer is because it's a davar shaloi baloilam. Right now, the son was not yet yoyresh, and therefore he cannot sell his nechasim of his father. So too, the baal was not yet yoyresh ishtoi, and the guf belongs to her. So therefore, he cannot sell the nichse melug. All he has is the peiros. So the peiros Hitaka could sell. That means b'chayeha, in her lifetime, he could allow that somebody else should eat the peiros and he could sell it to somebody else. The peiros belong to him. But the gufa karka belongs to his wife. And the gufa karka belongs to his wife. He has no right to sell it. After she dies, he'll be yoyresh and a chanami. But right now, it's not his. So since right now it's not his, so it has a din of a dover shlei b'lo'ilam, and the mele, it's not shayach a mechira on the guf hakarka. Oibazoi, the Ramban asks that the Rishbam's pshat in the Gemara is very shver. When it says zoven iu umes asya ihi umafka, when it says in the Gemara that when he sells it and then he dies, she could take it away, which is mashma that if the wife died b'chai habal, the mechiras habal is taka kayim, because it says in the Gemara only if he dies she gets it back. It's mashma that if she would die, the wife would die, not the husband, then the husband's mechira would be a good mechira. How could it be? Mechira, it's a davar shlei b'lo'ilam. Therefore, the Ramban and so to the Rashi and the Ran, they learn the Gemara, it's lav dafka that meis habal b'chai ha'isha. Even if the baal did not die b'chai ha'isha, even if the wife died, still the mechira of the baal is not a good mechira. L'chayra, the Rishbam is very shver. The Baal, all he has is a Kenyan Paris. How is it possible for him to sell the karka b'chayeho? Also, let's go to the other case. The other case is where not that he sold it, but where she sold it, the halacha is that after she dies, he's able to go ahead, and we might see from the lekuchais mitakonas usha. The Rishayin, the Rabban, and Rajma get a medayik from the Loshna Gemara that says Zavna Ihi, that she sold it Umesa and she died, then he could go ahead and be Meitzi from the Lekuches, which is Mashma, that if the Isha did not die, but the Baal died Bechayeho, then it's considered a good Mechira. Pashtus, why is that considered a good Mechira? Because she actually owns the Guf of the Karka of the Nichse Meluk. And the Rishayin, the Rabban, and Rajma Steltzu the Yushalmi, which says so clearly that if Machra he umes, who, if she sold it and then he dies, so ein ha isha moitzi min al kuchais, she can't he moitzi the kaf from the kuchais. Lema adover doim, what's this comparable to? Leav shemachar benichse atzmei, where a father sold his own nechasim, bechai haben in his son's lifetime, umes haben, and the son who was the potential yoyresh died. So then it always belonged to the father, and now it still belongs to the father. She'ein ha'av meitzi miyad ha'lekuches. The father cannot be meitzi from the lekuches. L'chayra, l'fi the Ramban and the Rashba, it's very straightforward, both cases. The Baal owns the peiros only, the isha owns the guf hakarka, memel the baal cannot be meicher the karka of nichse melug in her lifetime. Even if she would die, it would not be considered a mechira, because right now it's a davish leibal oilam. On the other hand, the isha who owns the guf hakarka could make a mechira on the karka of nichse melug, because it belongs to her. The guf hakarka is hers. All the husband has is a kinyan peiros. The kinyan peiros of the husband doesn't share her mechira v'lachar misa. And if he dies, then avada her mechira b'chayav is a good mechira, just like a father who sells his own nechassim and the potential yairish dies. But l'chayra, how are we to understand the Rishbam? The Rishbam also agrees to the Rishonim in the case of her making a mechira, that if the husband dies b'chayeha, that the lekeach gets it. But what does it mean that the Rishbam says by us in the case of where he makes the mechira, that if she dies, then the halacha is that it's a good mechira? How could it be a good mechira? L'chayr, it's a davar shaloi ba la'olam. L'chayr, to miyash of this, we should be magdim another kasha. The Rosh in Simen Nun Gimel, and Rabbeinu Yoin and our sugya ask that we know the halacha is that a isha shemachra b'nichsei melug, if she sells the nichsei melug umesa, and then she dies, the baal is meitzi miyad alekuches. The baal can be meitzi from the lekuches. L'chayra, how could the baal be meitzi the gufa karka from the lekuches if she already sold it? And the answer is, because the baal has a din of a lekeach rishen. That means, l'chayra, that he is considered a lekeach before she sold the karka. How could he be considered a lekeach before she sold the karka? It must be that he's a lekeach from the time of the nisuin. And that's ma'akiv on her mechira. And memela, although at this point the guf hakarka belongs to her, but if she dies, then he has a din of a lekeach rishain l'mafreya from the time that he married her. That means when she dies, b'chayov, it's a gloy milsa that the mekach was chal mishar rishaina, and that gives the baal a din of a lekeach rishain, and that's why he's able to go ahead and be mitzi from the lekuchas. So Ebazoi, why taka can't the baal himself sell it? L'chayr, if he has a din of a lekeach rishain, it should be a gloy milsa l'mafreya that it was taka his, and he had a right to make a mechira. Furthermore, the halacha is that if the baal himself sells the karka nichsei melug, the halacha is that it's sold the gabi peiros, and if he dies, then she goes and she is mapik it. So if he sells it, umis asya ihi umafka. She goes and is mitzi the karka from the lekuches. In the Gemara in Ksubis and Daf Pei, it's mevor that he's not able to sell the peiros. She's able to be ma'akev him from selling the peiros, although he has such a schus, because of a concept called revach besa. It's much better for her if the peiros are available in the house. It provides increase in food goes all around, and therefore she has a right to stop him from selling those peiros. But still, she can't even vatal the mechira completely. V'haraya, if he dies, the halacha is, then she goes and she's mapik, osa'i, you're mapik, she's mitzi from the lekuches. That means to a certain level, there is already a mechira on the gufa karka. And again, the understanding behind that is, because be'etzem, the baal is a din of a lekeach rishain from the time he married her. It's just that the etzem gufa karka really is hers. But as soon as she would die, it's nizbar, negloy, lemilsa, lemafreya, that he was a lekeach mizman rishain from the time of the nisuin. It was always his. And that's why he comes before the lekuches. And that's why also he has a right to make a mechira be'etzem. And just that if he would die, then she could be mighty from the lekuches. So Ebazai, the Rishonim are asking the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yoina, that taka, why can't the baal be meichrit ligamri b'chayeha in her lifetime? And if she dies, l'maisa, it'll come out, it was a gloy milsel mafrei, that it was always his, and it should be a proper mechira. And so why would the halacha be that it's not a complete mechira? The Rishonim answer that the reason why we say that she's able to be mighty, the karka is mishum shvach beis aviha, because of a concept that it's better for her own land that she had originally gotten from her family. That's mevatel de mechira. The concept is that it's not a covet for a woman, for an isha, that her nechaseh should be sold, even al tanai. And memela, we say that if he dies, al shvach beis aviha, it's not a proper mechira. It's only like a mecher al tanai. If she dies b'chayov, then the mechira will be a mechira, and if not, not. And memela, if he taka dies, she's able to be mitzi that karka from the lekuches. The Rishbam, we could say, agrees in concept to the Ben Yoina and the Rosh that Be'etzem, the karka, it's a loy Muslim afreya, that it belonged to the husband. And he argues and he says, when he's Meicher al Tnai, that if she dies, it was his and it's a good Mechira, the Chachom will not Choshish Lechvoida, and it has a din of a Mechira. So that would explain the Rishbam in our Sugya that when he sells the karka, Zovin Ihu, and then if he dies, okay, then Asya I Umafka. She's able to go and take away the karka from the lekuchas. But if instead of him dying, she dies, then avada the mechir is a good mechira, even though he sold it mechayeho, because now it's a gloy milsel, I'm afraid that it was always his. So if it was always his, so then he had a right to make a mechira. And fakert also, in the other case, in the case where she sells it, the reason why she can't sell it is because he's lekeach mechayim. So that's dafka, but that's only if the woman dies mechayiv. Then it's a gloyim milsel mafreya that he was a lekeach mechayim mishas nisuin. But if the baal dies mechayo isha, so then he never was a lekeach. So what comes out, the way we're explaining it now, is that it's true. The isha owns the gufa karka, and the baal has a kinyan peiros, but after the Takonas Usha, the Chazal gave the Baal a din of a lekeach rishon lemafreya mishas nisuin on the tzad that she will die. So therefore, it affects two things. It affects, number one, that he's able to make a mechira mechayim, and if she will die, that mechira is a good mechira, because it was a gloy milsel lemafreya that it was always his. Not like the way the Ramban and the Rashba saying from the Yerushalmi. And a second thing, nafkamina, is that when she makes a mechira, it's not a good mechira, because if she's going to die, then it's going to be lemafreya that it was always his, he was the lekeach rishon. But if she doesn't die, then we say that it was never lemafreya his, and mele blibes a good mechira. This yesod is mavur later in the Gemara in Daf Kuf Lamites, where the Gemara says the Baal has a din of a lekeach rishon. And the Rishbam and Tais explained that he has a din of a lekeach rishon misha shenasa from the time of the nisuin. L'chaira, we do find a machlekes rishonim if the baal, could be moitzi the gufa karka from the lekeach in a case where the isha sold the nichse maluk. The mechaber paskins and Simon Tzadik sif test that a isha shemachrim nichse malug achash nisis af bi shoysam nechassim naflo koyim shetitzares habal moitzi peres miad alakuchais kol yimei chayeho. The baal can be moitzi the peres from the lakuchais in her lifetime, because the baal has a schus in the kinyan peres. Avaloi gufa karka, but he can't be moitzi the karka. But v'meisa bechayov, if she dies in his lifetime, then moitzi a guf miad alakuchais b'loy domim. Then avadi can be moitzi the karka from the lakuchais. The Rama says, "V'yesh ayimim af bichayel moitzi gufa karka miyad lekeach b'leidom." That even Michayim, the husband, can be moitzi the gufa karka from the lekeach. In the Poskim, it's clear that the Mechaber's halacha is the Shita Ser Rambam in Perek Chav Beis Milchas Ishas Halacha Zayin, that the Baal only has a kinyan peiros and he's only able to be moitzi the peiros from the lekeach of the nichse maluk, but the gufa karka is not his. And even though there's a takana that the baal's moitz miyad lekeach, that din is only lachamisa. When she will die, then he will be considered lekeach rishon, and then he could go ahead and be moitz the gufa karka from the lekuchas. The din of the Rama, that even bechayel the baal can be moitz the gufa karka from the lekeach, is the sheet of the Rosh with the ime and Ksubis and Perek Dalet sif yud zayin. That even Bechayeho, since they were misaken, that the Baal has a din of Lekeach Rishon, he can be moitzi the Gufa Karka from the Lekeach. Now, why is that? So the Avnei Meluim in Simon Tzadik, Sifkot and Yud Beis, is Masber, because the husband has a Kinyan Peiros, and the Takon of Usha was that the Kinyan Peiros of the Baal should be like a Kinyan Aguf, like the Shita of Rabbi Yechanan Ba'alma in Gans Shas. And that Kinyan Peiros of the Baal is Ma'akiv, the Isha, from selling the karka to a lekeach, although the Isha has the kinyan aguf be'etzem, it's hers, but the kinyan peiros of the baal, which is kinyan aguf, is ma'akev her mechira, and therefore he could take back the karka from the lekeach, even mechayim. But of course, the baal does not have a real zchus in the gufa karka. The gufa karka still belongs to the Isha. He can't sell the gufa karka. On the other hand, the Shita said Rambam is that even though Usho was misakein, that the Baal has a din of Lekeach Rishain, they only gave him a schus in the Gufa Karka when she dies. Because the site is not because his Kenya Paris is like a Kenya Aguf, because then it would be Mvatal, the Mechira of the Isha to the Lekeach. It's just that according to the Rambam, it says in Rishainim like this, that they gave him a din of Lekeach Rishain in order that she shouldn't sell the Nichse Meluk and be Mafkia that Yerusha from him. So she shouldn't give it to her brother or to her children. And that's only Negea Lachamisa. And therefore, Lachamisa, he has that din of a Lekeach Rishain to be able to be Maitzi the Gufa Karka from the Lekeach. But Bechayeho, he cannot be Maitzi the Gufa Karka from the Lekeach. Lechayra, what's the nafgamina between the Shita Sarambam and the Shita Sarosh? At the end of the day, the husband, all he has is a Kenyan Peres, and he can eat the Peres. He can't sell the Gufa Karka. And what, even according to the Rambam, that the Gufa Karka stays by the Lekeach, but the Baal still has the Peres. So what practical nafkamina is there with that the Baal could be mighty the Karka from the Lekeach? So the Chelkas Mechaikik and the Beis Shmuel explain that a few nafkaminas. One nafkamina is the Gabi Pruzbul, that if you say that the Baal cannot be mighty the Gufa Karka from the Lekeach, so that means the Lekeach has a certain kinyan in the Gufa Karka, and he can write a Pruzbul. The Loch is, in order to write a Pruzbul, you have to have Karka. We could say that the Lekeach has the Karka. According to the Rosh, you can be mighty the Karka from the Lekeach, so the Lekeach cannot go ahead and write a Pruzbul. The Sma says another nafkamina between the Rambam and the Rosh, that according to the Rambam, the Lekeach could be meich in the Baal, that he can't build on the Karka or he can't destroy anything. Even though she wouldn't be able to make a macho because he has a Kenyan Peres, but the Lekeach is able to make a macho. And the Rosh holds that the Lekeach cannot be meich in the Baal. The Baal takes the Gufa Karka, and in Mela, he has a right to do what he wants with the Gufa Karka. Although this is difficult to understand, because if she can't stop him from building on the Karka, because he has a Kenyan Peres, which means he has the entire Ishtamshus of the Karka, so why could the Lekeach, yes, be Moicha from him to build something on the Karka? Lechaira, Kenyan Peres means that he has all the Ishtamshus in the Gei in the Karka. Other Achreinim say, another Nafkamina would be if the Baal could go ahead and sell Peres that were not Bo La'olam through the din of Karka LePeres. Peres, normally, that not Bo La'olam cannot be sold. But a Kenyan in the Karka, the Gabi, the Peres, you could sell. So according to the Rosh, you'll be able to sell, the Baal will be able to sell the Karka for the Peres that will eventually come, because he really has a certain level of Kenyan in the Gufa Karka. And according to the Rambam, he would not be able to sell it, because all he has is the Peres, but he does not have the Gufa Karka, the Peres. On this, the Netziv and Hamik Shaila asks that if Tully sold the Sada, the Baal could always sell the Sada LePeres. It's Mavur like that in Ksubas Nafpeya Mebeis. The Baal Shemoche Karka LePeres is a Mechira. So how could she, by selling it to somebody else, be Mafkia his Chus in the right in to sell in the Karka for the Peres? Which means that even according to the Rambam, the Baal Acheres should retain the right in the Karka Legabi the Peres, and he should be able to sell the Nechosim Legabi the Peres. All the Rambam said is that he can't be Moiti the Gufa Karka from the Lekeach. But the Kenyan in the Karka LePeres, he always has, and always still has, even after her Mechir LeChayr. This Nafkamina is a bit schwer to understand. In summary, we presented a Machlekes Rishainim, if the Baal, who has a Kenyan Peres in the Nichse Melug, if he's only Zeiche in the Peres alone, or he has some sort of a Schus in the Gufa Karka. And the Nafkamina is, where Isha's Mecheres, the Nichse Melug, to a Lekeach, and could the Baal only be Moitzi, the actual Peres, that's the Shita Sarambam, but the Gufa Karki has no Shaiches to, and therefore he can't be Moitzi the Karki from the Lekeach, and that it affect us that La'acher, only La'acher Misa do we say that he's Zeich in the Gufa Karka, or do we say no, that he, like the Shita Sarosh and the Ramah, that it could be Moitzi even the Gufa Karka from the Lekeach? L'chaira, well, the Rishayna we presented earlier, L'chaira Shtim with the Rambam. The Ramban and the Rashba, that they say that the Ishtalzu Yushalmi, that if the husband has Zmoicher, the Karka of Nechse Melug, the halacha is, that's not a good Mechira, he can't sell it at all. Lechayr, they understand that the Baal has no Kinyan Bechlal, the Gufa Karka Mechayim, only Lachamisa. And even if she would die, it's not Nizbar Lemafreya that he had it, Mishas Nenesuin. Mashenkin, we explained the Rashbam that although the Baal only has a kinyan peiros, but really, if let's say she would die, then it would become Nizbaal Mafreya that he was a lekeach rishen mishas nisuin. And therefore, he really has the gufa karka. So that shtims with the shitas arosh that we're presenting now, that holds that the Baal can be mitzi the gufa karka from the lekuchais, which of course lechayr only means on the tzad that she would die first, then it become this baal mafreya that it was his mishas denesuin, and therefore he has a shaychus in the gufa karka right now. The Beis Shmuel in Evan Ezer Simit Tzadik Sivkotin Lamates asks that if Usha was misakin that the Baal's mitzi miyada lekuchais, so why is the halacha that if she is meicher the nichsei malug bichayov in his lifetime and then he dies, why is her mechira a good mechira? Lechayra, the Baal is the lekeach here, and the Baal's makiv her mechira. She's not able to be meicher bichayov, and if she's not able to be meicher bichayov, how could that mechira take effect lachar misoy? After he dies, lechayra if b'shas ma'isa she wasn't able to sell it, then it's not a good mechira. It's like being meicher dover she'ener b'shusay, and the mechira is not a good mechira even after the Baal dies. Azay frek the Beis Shmuel and he blies by akasha. Lechayra, the way we explained this din of takanas usha, it's not akasha because we explained that the Baal is considered lekeach rishon only when she dies. Then in his lifetime, it becomes a zbar l'mafreya that it was his mitchilos from the time of the nisuin. That's only if she dies in his lifetime. But if he dies, then it's nisbar l'mafreya, he was never lekech. If it's nisbar l'mafreya that he was never lekech, so then she had a right to make a mechira. So if the meis habal b'chaya isha, he was never a lekech. And then her mechira is a good mechira. So what is the Beis Shmuel asking that she wasn't able to sell it when he's alive, and how could that mechir be a mechir even after he dies? At the time when she sold it, she wasn't able to sell it. But she was, because if he dies, then it's nisbaal mafreya that the guf and the peiros always belonged to her. It was guf akark, it was hers. If it was hers, then she had a right to make a mechira. So it's mashma from the Beis Shmuel that he understood, even the sheet of the Rosh and these Rishainim that hold that the Baal has a schus in the gufa karka michayim. It doesn't just mean on the tzad that she will die, then it's nizbaal mafreya that it was his. It's even if she doesn't die, even if he would die, but at the time he has a schus in the gufa karka. It's not only la'achar misas or isha b'chayov, then he's a lakech l'mafreya on the guf. No, if he would, let's say, if it would the other way around, let's say he would die, or he would divorce her, he still would have had a schus mechayim, and therefore the Beis Shmuel asked that how could she be meicher the karka nichse melug in his lifetime? It's his, not hers. L'chayr, from the smaz, nafkamina that we mentioned between the Rambam and the Rosh, it also sounds like this. He says the nafkamina is, if the lekeach could, if the nichse melug from the isha, if the lekeach could be meicher on the Baal, not to be boina, not to be hiris, not to build or destroy anything. According to the Rosh, he can't be meicha, which is again mashma that the Baal has a din lekeach no matter what, even on the tzad that he'll die first. Because if not, then lechayr the lekeach zikha should be meicha. It should have right to be meicha because it's only on the tzad that she'll die first that it belongs to him l'mafreya. But otherwise, not right now. The lekeach can be meicha. You don't yet own the guf l'gamri. And this presents a problem in the halacha of takanas usha. Be'emes, the ketzois in Simen Kuf Gimel Sifkotin Tes brings from Rashi and Baba Kama Daf Peches that the yisoid of takanas usha is that almu rabban lishibud de baal. They made the shibud of the baal for the kinyan for the peiros of the nichsei melug a much stronger shibud. In other words, even though ba'almo we hold kinyan peiros is lav kinyan aguf. Over here, in Usha, they were masakin that it blinds like a kinyan aguf, and he can ma'akev the Isha from making a mechira. The Ktzais understands this Rashi to say a different havana in the din kinyan peiros that the husband has in the nichsei melug. That it would mean that bechayo Isha in the woman's lifetime, the husband has no din of a lekeach bechlal. He only has a kinyan peiros, and it's just that his kinyan peiros are stronger than a normal kinyan peiros, and they can be ma'akev that she's not able to sell the karka. Oy bazoy, then there's mokim for the Beis Shmuel's kasha, because since the reason why she can't sell is because the kinyan peiros of the Baal is ma'akiv, so oy bazoy, she has no right for a mechira b'chayav. So then why, if the husband dies b'chayel, why is it a good mechira? The Beis Shmuel's asking that b'shas the mechira, she had no koyach to be mechira. It's like being mechira dova shalei b'lo oylam. In other words, if you understand that the reason why the Baal ki ma'akev in her mechira is only because the Usha was misakein, that if she would die, he would have a din of lekeach rishen lemafreya mishas nesuin. So then it really depends on what happens. If she dies first, then he was lekeach rishen mishas nesuin, and the male, she wasn't able to sell it. But if she does not die first, if he dies first or divorces her, so the husband never had that halacha of a lekeach rishayin, and b'meila her mechira is a good mechira and lemafreya, and then there's no mukim from the Beis Shmuel's kasha. But if you understand that the reason why the Baal ki ma'akev her mechira of the nichsei melug because of a new din of almur rabbanon lishibud the Baal, his kinyan peiros is a stira to her kinyan in the guf. His kinyan peiros is like a kinyan aguf, and it's ma'akev her from having any bailus in the guf akarka for mechira. So bazoi, the Beis Shmuel is a good taina. How is she able to make a mechira on the karka, even if he will die first? But at that time, it was like a dova shaloi bola oilam. And memelit should not be a mechira bechlal. On that, Davni Meluim has to say a teretz that even on the tzad, that the reason why we say she can't sell it is because Kenya Paris, the Kenya Naguf of the Baal, is so strong and is ma'akiv, her mechira, but that's only on the tzad that she will die first. And he has to be miyashu, is based on the Ramban, later in Daf Kuf Lamed Vav. In summary, we really presented three basic ways of understanding the dynamics of the Takonas Usha. Either Takonas Usha was that the Baal is zoiche in the karka of the nichsei melug la'achar misa only, but not mechayim. It's just that in order for him to be taken away from the lekuchos, we gave him a din of a lekeach rishon. But that's only la'achar misa, not mechayim bechlal. And memela, the Baal cannot be moicher the gufa karka mechayim whatsoever. And it makes no difference if it's lav dafka, the Gemara that says that umeis, Asi'i umafka. Even if it was not that he died, even if she died, he cannot make a mechira mechayim. L'chari, that's the shita of the Ramban and the Rajba in our sugya. A second mahalach was, the way we explained the Rosh and the Rashbam, that the chamwa mesakin and takonas usha, that the Baal has a din of a lekeach rishayin limafreya mishas denisuin. That means that although he doesn't actually own the guf of the karka, but it's misafik. We don't know what will happen. If she will die first, we'll say lemafreya, he was a lekeach. And a mele could be meicher the karka in her lifetime. If she will die, then it was a good mechira. If he will die, it was not a good mechira. And this only becomes this bar, la'achar misa, what happened, lemafreya. We saw also a third mahalach that the Kanas Usha was simply making stronger the Kinyan Peiros of the Baal in the Nichsei Melug to the point that it has like a Kinyan Aguf that it could shter her Mechira to a Lekeach. And we saw the Ktzais understood that this is Rashi in Baba Kama Daf Peiches, and the Fizeh is Mokim for the Beis Shmuel's Kasha. Let us move on to the next piece of Gemara. V'iboy yisema, another teretz, we could say, amemer da'omar k'rabalozer. Amemer holds like k'rabalozer. The sign k'rabalozer shita is, amemer is avda, a person who sells his slave, who pasak imay shishamshen u'shleishim yayim, and they made up that for 30 days it will still remain by the first adayin. Ramei ro'imer harisha in yeshne bedin yayim ayayimayim, the first adayin has the halacha that if he hits the slave and he lives 2 days, then he's not chayiv for the hakah. That's a din of yayim ayayimayim. Neshehu tachtov, because he's still buying, he's still being mishamish, the adayin rishayin. Vasheni ainer bedin yayim ayayimayim, and the second one, it does not have that halacha, neshe ainer tachtov. The Gemara explains, kasavra kinyan peiros ke kinyan aguf dami. The kinyan peiros that the moicher, the adayin has, for these 30 days, have a din of a kinyan aguf, so it's called kaspay. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hasheni Yishnam Yeshne B'din Yayim Yayimayim, the second one has the halacha, because it's called kaspay. And then the Gemara says on Amud Beis that Rabbi Lazar Omer, Shneim Einoi B'din Yayim Yayimayim, neither of the two have the halacha of Yayim Yayimayim, Zelefi She'enei Tachtov, the Kaina, because he doesn't have the Yetzer slave working for him, v'zeh l'fi she'enoi kaspay, and the other one also because it's not kaspah. So neither one is considered the violent. So the Gemara is saying now that be'etzem, when a husband and a wife would sell the nichse melug la'adam acher, the halacha would be li'asav le'klom, like a Maimer said. And even if you first bought it from the ish and then he bought it from the isha, and kolshkein, where she would sell to the husband, it's also not considered a mechira. Aye, what's pshat in the Mishnah? We said haraya yesh, that there is a case where the husband can claim he bought it from the wife. The Mishnah is not like a Maimer. A Maimer is going in the shita of Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar had said that when one owns the guf and one owns the peiris by an eved, that neither one had the din of yayimah of yemayim. Why? Because neither one is called a bailim. So Rabbi Maimer compares that halacha to the halacha of mechira. That so too, legabi mechira, if one owns the guf and one owns the peiris, neither one could be meicher. But our Mishnah disagrees. Our Mishnah holds that the wife could be meicher the nichsi melug to the husband. And that's the case in the Mishnah, where even though a baal can't have a chazakim nichsi ishtoi, but he could have a raya that there was a mechira. Al kaparim it's avur in the Gemara, that according to Rabbi Lazar, somebody, if one has a kinyan aguf, or only a kinyan peiris, and the other one has a kinyan peiris, or whichever way it is, neither one can sell his chus, because it's not called kaspi ameyuchid loy. We're comparing the din of yemi yemayim to the din of mechira. If you only have part ownership, it's not shaykh, go ahead and make a mechira. The obvious pella is that what's the comparison of mechira to the din of yemi yemayim? The din of yemi yemayim that the Torah said by Avodim is totally in the Shem Bailim. Ki kaspa yutachtov, whoever is the real Bailim of this Eved, has a din that if he makes a, if he hits the Eved, there's a hakah, and the Eved lives for 2 days, he's not chayiv. That's a din of yema yemayim. If it's not miyuchad loy legamri, he's not called a Bailim. And if he doesn't have a din of a Bailim, then he doesn't have the halach of yema yemayim. So too legabi yetzia b'shein v'ayin, it's totally in Bailim. But what does that have to do with Mechira? Mechira doesn't require a Shem Bailim. Mechira means whatever you own, you're able to sell. Kol mash yesh loy, yochel limkor. Kol schus yesh l'rishin, tovel l'sheni, you could sell to a second person. So why can't you sell the schus that you have in the karka? If you have a schus in the gufa karka, so sell the gufa karka. If you have a schus in the peiros, you should be able to sell the peiros. Why is it the fact that you don't have a Shem Bailim make it that you can't go ahead and sell your chelik in the karka? The inyan of mechira is a schus mitzad what you own. Whatever you have, you could sell. What's the difference if you don't have a shem bailim because it's not miyuchid to you? L'chayr, it's a pella, the comparison of mechira to the din of yema yemai. In this we find achreinim say big chidushim. Davi Ezri in Perichov Beis Milchus Ishas Alocha Tezayin says that in the mechira of the isha, since if you're going to sell the gufa karka, it's going to be mevatel the schus of the baal, the peiros. So mevatel the schus of the baal is ma'akev that she's not able to sell. But if you would have a din bailim, then you could sell. Because a schus that's a miyuchid lebailim to go ahead and make a mechira, then we don't care if through that there'll be a bittel on the schus of the baal. So the Gabi, that we say that since the sod is not miyuchedes lo, it's not called a bailim gomor and it's not able to sell. That means al-koponim, Rishach is being maskim, that the yisoid mechira, you can go ahead and sell whatever you have as chusin. It's Gabi, this halacha that we have a isha that has a kinyan guf in the nichsi melug, and a baal who has a kinyan peiros in the nichsi melug, where if she is going to sell her the guf, it's going to be mevatel the schus of the baal. So over there we say that there's an ikuv in the mechira, but if you would have a din bailim, then you could sell. And since we see from Amemar, we see from Rabbi Lazar, that you don't have a din bailim if all you have is the kinyan guf, or all you have is the kinyan peiros, because it's not miyuchid loy, it's not miyuchid loy legamri, you don't have a shem bailim, so mele it's not shaykh for you to make a mechira. So it's only in this chiddush dikka case of a mechira of a isha in the nichse melug, where she has a kinyan aguf and the baal is a kinyan peiros, where it comes to play this yesod that it's not kasbe a miyuchid loy. Rav Meir Simcha says a little differently. He's mechadish that by the case of Meicher Avdoi, Amanas Shishamshen Alamid Yoim, the yesod is that you made a tenai that it, the Eved should meshamish you. And if not, the mechir is bottle. So that means the mechir is still mutelis besofeg, maybe the tenai won't be niskayim. And that's why you maybe, according to Rabbi Lazar, neither one have a din of yema yemayim, because neither one it's there is a Bailam Lagamri. So too by Nichse Melug, it's always a suffix who is going to be the Bailam. If the Ish is going to die Bechaya Baal, so it's a Gloy Milsa that the Baal was Zeich in the Guf Mishas the Nisuin. And if not, then it was always the Ishas. And Bechaya Gavnet, it's a suffix, it's not called Kasme Miyuchidloy, and it's not Shaycha Mechira. But in a normal case, somebody who has a Kinyan Beiris, Avadi could sell his Chus. It's just in the case, again, a Miyuchidikad Din, in the case of Nichse Melug, where the Isha owns the Guf and the Baal owns the Paris, and we're waiting to see who is Lamaisa going to be retroactively the owner of this Karka, either the Isha if the husband dies or the Ish if the Isha dies. In such a case, it's really like a suffix, it's not called Kasme Miyuchidloy, and that's why neither one can sell either the Guf or the Paris. In Toisvis and Amud Beis, Dir Masra Balazar, it's mevur that even an Eved of two Shutfin, where one owns the Guf and one owns the Peres, neither one can sell, according to Balazar, because it's not Kaspi Amyuchidloy. And the Rabban, the Rajman, the Ran all speak this out. Lechaira, you see clearly from the Rishainim that this halacha that the Gemara is comparing to Arbalazar, that if it's not Kasmi Miyuchidloi, it's not Shaykh Mechira, is not just a Miyuchidik din in the din of Kinyan Peirois, of Kinyan Aguf, of Nichse Melug, or in a special case where it's Al Tanai, or because it's Ma'akiv the Mechir, or Shach's Mahalach, or Me'a Simchas Mahalach. Lechair, you see that Kipshutai, if you only own the Peirois, or if you only own the Guf, it's not Shaykh Mechira, neither one can sell. It's the Chatzarachin Lechair. Also, the Avni Maluyim and Simin Tzadik, Sivkot and Chavav, asks, the Lashitas Rabbi Lazar, how could a person sell or be magdish a field that he was kind of from his friend? L'chayra, bizman de yoivel is noyeg, the lakeach, all he has is of kinyan peres, because the guf is chayzer to the bailam beyoivel. And it's meforish in the Torah that you can be magdish a stay mikne, so it's meforish in the Torah you can be magdish when you, all you own is a kinyan peres, because the field's going to go back beyoivel, the guf is not really yours. It's only a Kenyan Paris temporarily until the Yevil comes. So the Chayr invited to steer it to Rabbi Lazar. How could Rabbi Lazar say such a side that if you're not a Bailam, a Miyuchid Loiv, it's not completely yours, then it's not Shaykh and Mechira, and he compares a din of Mechira to the din of Yemi Yemai. So, now this Kasha of the Avni Meluim is Takanat Shver Lefi the Achrainim, because they understood that the whole Halach of Rabbi Lazar is only in a case of Nichse Melug, where the Baal has a Kinyan Peres and the Isha and the Isha has a Kinyan Aguf, where one is a steer to the other. Either it's a Kinyan Al Tanai, we don't know who the Baalim is, like Meir Simcha said, or like Davi Ezri said, that if she's going to sell it, it's going to be shtared, the Kinyan Peres of the Baals, that it can't be a Mechira. But in a normal case, Avadi could sell just the Kinyan Peres alone, or the Kinyan Aguf, so then it's not Shreha, it can be Magdish, a stay Mikne. But the Inyan is still Tzarech Ian. Be'emes the Rambam in Perik Beis Hilchos Ritzeach Halacha Tesvav paskins like a Balazar legabi the din of Yaymo Yaymayim, that if you sell a slave and you keep the Shtamsh for 30 days, neither one of the din Yaymo Yaymayim, because it's not Kasmim Yuchidloy. But the Rambam still paskins in Perik Chav Beis Melchus Ishos Halacha Tezayin that an Ish and Isha is able to sell Nichse Melug. So you see, it's not Toli Zebozeh. Nachrenim asked that Lechera Meimer did say that Toli Zebozeh. So Lechem Mishnah answers, and he says that the Ram held that only a Meimar held that Mechiras Nichse Melug a Shaykh to the case of Rabbi Lazar. But the first Teretz of the Gemara argued and said that you can't compare the two. The din of Yemi Yemayim Eino Chanami is totally in Kaspi Amiyuchidloy, like Rabbi Lazar, and therefore neither one Abedin Yemi Yemayim, not the Meicher and not the Kaina, if the Meicher still has a Shtamsh for 30 days. But Legabin Mechiras Nichse Melug, which is Stam Mechir of either the Kinyan Aguf or the Kinyan Peirais, that Avadi you could sell. There's no halacha that in Mechira it has to be Kasvim Miyuchidloy in order to have a Mechira. That's Mamash like the Svara with Tining all along, that Mechira is just selling whatever you're the Bailim on. This whole discussion is in Rabbi Lazar, who holds that Shneim Einon Bidin Yoim Oyemayim. But a mayor holds that a rishon is yeshne b'din yoyim oyemayim, mnei shu tachtov. And the Gemara explains, because a mayor holds, kinyan peiros is ke kinyan aguf. And the male of the meicher, who still has the kinyan peiros for 30 days, it's like he has a kinyan aguf, and it's considered his eved, it's kasboy. And the male, he has a din of yoyim oyemayim. Tosfos asks that we see by legabi the halacha of yoytzim v'shein v'ayin that an eved of nichse melug and avde melug, the Gemara says that if you hold kinyan peiros is a kinyan aguf tami, then neither the Ish, and neither the Isha could be Moitzi the Eved al Yidei Shein Va'ayin. Not the Ish, because all he has is the Kinyan Peiros, and not the Isha, because even though she has a Kinyan Aguf, but the Kinyan Peiros of the Ish is Kinyan Aguf, and that's Ma'akev, that the Isha cannot be Moitzi Shein Va'ayin. But it doesn't help that the Ish can be Moitzi Shein Va'ayin. So so why, when it comes to the din of Yoyim Yoyimayim, do we say that if the Meicher still has a Kenyan Peiros because he has the Ishtanch for 30 days, that he does have the din of Yoyim Yoyimayim? L'chayr, Kenyan Peiros, Kenyan Aguf Tami, only shtares the one who has the Kenyan Aguf, but it doesn't give the one who has the Kenyan Peiros a full bilus enough to be considered that it's his Eved, L'gabi Yitzias Shein V'ayin. So then why L'gabi the din of Yoyim Yoyimayim should it be different? What's nafkamina between Yitzias Shein V'ayin and the din of Yoyim Yoyimayim? So the Avnei Meluyim and the Tshuvas and Simen Yud Zayin wants the Miyash of Tosis Kashin say that in the Eved there's always two Kinyonim. There's a Kinyon Mamayin, that the Guf is Shayach to the Odoin, like Shoyri V'chamayin, right? He owns a Shoyri, he owns a Chamayin, he owns an Eved. The Mamayin is his. And there's also a Kinyon Isser, the Kinyon Chi of Mitzvahs. The Eved is Chayv and Mitzvahs Ki'isha, and he's Mutter and a Shifcha. So Zok Davne Maluim, the reason why in the case of Yitzias Shen Va'ayin we say the Kinyan Peiros of the Ish in the Avde Malug is Mevatel the Kinyan Aguf of the Isha, that she can't Moitz Shen Va'ayin, the Rashbam explains, because somebody who doesn't have Peiros, only the Guf is worthless. Ein Kinyan Aguf Shalai Klum. Why, says the Rashbam? Because Ein Aguf Oymed El Le Peiroisam. The whole yisayt of having the Guf is that you could use it. If you can't use it, there's no point. So even though the Isha, it's the Isha's Avni Malug, that she owns the Guf, but since the pair is the Shaykh to the Baal, to the Ish, so she is considered like she has nothing in this Evet. Says the Avni Maluyim, this is only in a gay and a Kinyan Mamayn. But in the Kinyan Isser, which is not Oymed Le Peirois, there is a value to the Kinyan Isser. So in Mela, the Kenyan Peiros of one is not Mevatel the Kenyan Isser of the other. And therefore a mayor holds the Legabe Shein V'ayin, even though the Baal is a Kenyan Peiros, he can't be Meitzer Shein V'ayin, because it's not B'yodel Shachra the Kenyan Isser of the Isha. And since it's not Paka the Kenyan Isser, Mela the Kenyan Mamon also is not Paka. So in Mela, neither the Ish or the Isha could be Meitzer the Eved, Avde Malug, with knocking out the eye of the tooth, because the Baal, even though he has a Kenyan Peiros, which is Kenyan Guftami, Lagabi the Kenyan Mamon, but not Lagabi the Kenyan Isser. So he can't be Meshacher the Eved, beside the Kenyan Isser of the Isha. So it's not Paka Lagabi the Kenyan Mamon either. And the Isha of Shteitzach can't, because the Kenyan Mamon is Shaykh to the Baal, to the Ish, because he has the Kenyan Peiros. But that's all Lagabi the Yitzi of Shein V'ayin. But Zok Davne Maluyim, Lagabi the Din of Yoyim Yoyimayim, it says, La Yukam Ki Kasboihu. Which means it's not totally in the Kenyan Isser Bechlal, it's only totally in the Kenyan Mamon. If that's the case, so then we go with who has the Kenyan Mamon. And since Rameir holds Kenyan Peiros, Kenyan Aguf Dami, and the Kenyan Peiros Mevatel, the Kenyan Mamon of the one who's Kenyan Aguf, like the Rashbam explains, because the Guf is Oymed only the Peirosov, and if you don't have the Peiros, then you have nothing. So Mamele, we could say that the entire Bailam, the Gabi, the Din of Yoyim Yoyimayim, is the Ish, or in this case, the first Odin who still retains the Kenyan Mamon, who still has the Ishtamshas. And Mel, it's Miyushav Tesis Kasha, that you can't compare the din of Yitzia, Ayyid Shein V'ayin, to the din of Yayim Oyemai. Rav Shach Navi Ezri answers Alpia Yisayid of the Ur Sameach in Perik Beis Hilchos Ritzeach Halacha Tesvav, who says that the Kenyan Peiros of the Baal is cholik from all other Kenyan Peiros. Normally the gather is that a Kenyan Peiros, a Kenyan Aguf Dami, that he has a Kenyan in the Guf, Legabi the Peiros. But a Baal does not have any Kenyan in the Guf Bechlal. It's a Takonas Chazal that he could be Oichel the Peiros. It's less than a regular Kenyan Peiros. The male, even though the Kenyan Peiros of the Baal is helps the Mvatel from the Isha Herdin Bailim, because the Kenyan of the Haguf of the Isha is worthless if she doesn't have the Peiros, but it can't give the Baal a din of a Bailim Legamri, Legamri Tzir Shem Va'ayin, because he doesn't have any Kenyan in the Guf itself. So in Avde Malug, although the Baal is a Kenyan Peiros, it doesn't mean a Kenyan Peiros that he owns the Guf Legamri the Peiros. It means he has a right for the Ishtamshus. So that does not give him a din Bailim Legamri. It does stare the bailus of the Isha, because that means the Isha only has a lekuf, has no use out of it. But it doesn't give the Ish a complete bailus, legabi tzir shem va'ayin. And therefore, it's not yoytze b'shem v'ayin le'ish, just like it's not yoytze le'isha. Mashen ken over here, le'gab b'din yeme yemayim, where the Meicher has a real Kenyan Peiris. A real Kenyan Peiris means that he owns the Guf Legabe de Peiris. If he owns the Guf Legabe de Peiris, Avad it's called Kasplay, and Avad the Dinyam Yemayim is Shayach to the Meicher who still has the Ishtamshes. So these are two Oifanim to Miyashiv, Taisis Kasha. Taisis also brings from Ribar Baruch a different Shita, that somebody who has a Kenyan Peiris, he does have the Dinyatzi of Shen V'ayin. If you hold Kenyan Peiris, you can add Guf Dami. And Abelchon, the Kevitz Shurim, Ois Reish Chav Beis, takes on that the Baal also could be Meshachrer. Just like the Baal, if he knocks out the eye of the tooth of the Avde Malug, it's Yoytze L'Cheres, because since he has a Kenyan Peiros, Rabbeinu Baruch holds, if he is Girsa, that Kenyan Peiros is a Kenyan Guftami, and he's a Baalim on the Eved, so too the Gabi Meshachrer, he's also considered a Baalim the Eved, and he could be Meshachrer the Eved, because he understood that Yetzia B'Shem V'Ayin is Doim Mamesh to a Shichrer, and if the din of Yetzia B'Shem V'Ayin is Shaykh to the Baal in Avde Malug, so the din Shichrer of the Eved is also Shaykh to the Baal in Avde Malug. And the Imre Moshe in Simon Chav Gimel Eitz Yitzayin says that it's muchach from this din that the Kenyan Isser is nigrar achar the Kenyan Mammon. And therefore, since the Kenyan Mammon is shayach to the Baal, so also the Kenyan Isser is nigrar achrov, is also shayach to whoever has the Kenyan Mammon. So if the Kenyan Isser is shayach to whoever has the Kenyan Mammon, and the Kenyan Mammon is by the Baal, because his Kenyan Peiris in the Avdi Malug is ke Kenyan Aguftami, so Memel the Baal is the Bailim legabi Shichr and legabi Yitzir Shenvai. But in the Chiddush of Shlaima, he wants the Taina in the Shita of Ribar Baruch that Kubi is Maida that the Baal cannot be Meshachar. Although Kenyan Peiros cannot guf dummy, but he's not Mamish the Bailim. He's not the Bailim the Gabi Shichar, and he can't even sell it because the Kenyan Guf belongs to the Isha. So, if that's true, that Kenyan Peiros doesn't give him a din complete of the Bailim, so why, Legabi Din Yitzi of Shen V'ayin, do we say that if the Baal, if the Ish knocked out the tooth or the eye of the Avdi Malug, that it's Yaitzel Lecheris. Zokhtrab Shleima, that it's Cholok, the Din Yitzia of Shen V'ayin, from Mamish, the Din of being Meshachre, or being the Bailim. It's Exeris HaKosuv, that whoever, that if somebody has a Shem Odoin, and he knocks out the eye of the tooth, then it's Yaitzel Lecheris. It's not even that the Odoin is the one who's being Meshachre. It's the Etzem Meshachrer. That means that as long as somebody who has a Shem Odoin is going to knock out the eye of the tooth, so then the Gzeres HaKosev is that it's Yoytze L'Cheres. If that's the case, so then the fact that the Baal has a Shem Odoin because his Kenyan Peir is a Kenyan Aguf Dami, that's sufficient that if he knocks out the eye of the tooth, that it'll be Yoytze L'Cheres from Gzeres HaKosev. But not necessarily is he considered the Odin Legamri to be able to Meshachra the Eved. And not necessarily could he sell it if she has a Kenyan Aguf, the Isha has the Kenyan Aguf in the Avdi Maluk. And Mela, it's a different Mahalach to explain that she's a Ribar Baruch. According to the Kovet Shurim, and Imre Maisha, the Baal has a Kenyan Peiros, which is like Kenyan Guf, which makes him the Baalim Legamri, both Legabi Yitzia Shem V'ayin and Legabi Shichr. And according to Bishleima's understanding, the Yitzia Shem V'ayin is a whole different Yitzia than a regular Shichr. A regular Shichr, you have to be the Shachr, you have to be the complete Baalim. But Legabi Yitzia Shem V'ayin, as long as you have a Shem Odoin, which for that it's enough, the Kenyan Peiros of the Ish, of the Baal in the Avde Malug, that's enough to be Yitzia Lecheris Migzeres HaKosuv. One last ha'ara in the sugya of Yemi Yemayim is in the sheet of Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says Shneim Yeshnan Bedin Yemi Yemayim. Both the Meicher who has the Eved for 30 days and the Kaina both would have the Aloch of Yemi Yemayim. Ze Mimnei Shehu Tachtov Veze Mimnei Shehu Kaspei. Umesapkalei Ikinya Peiros Kikinya Gufdami Ilav Kikinya Gufdami. He's mesupik if the halacha is that a Kenyan Peiros has a din like a Kenyan guf or not. Memela, he says, Safik nefasha is lahakil. And therefore, shneim abedin yoimo yoimayim, that we will not kill the Odin bedin reitzeach if the Eved lives 2 days. Rishbam explains that his potter misafik, midin safik nefasha is lahakil, because we learned that out from the pasuk v'shaftu ha'eda v'etzilu ha'eda. And Tosis ma'ir, that lachayr, without that din, of suffering the fashal hakel, you anyway can't kill a misafik, because even mamain, you're not moitzi misafik. In other words, Taisin medama, the din of suffering the fashal hakel, to the din of ein moitzi and mamain, me chazaka. You can't be moitzi mamain misafik. Just like you can't be moitzi mamain misafik, you also can't kill misafik. L'chayra, we can ma'ir on Taisvis, and l'chayra, it's not a tzushtel. Because we know that Taisvis in the beginning of Perek HaMiniach in Baba Kama says that by dina nefashis we go basa roiv, and by dina mominis we do not. The Gemara over there says that according to Shmuel, ein ha'ilche b'mominacha roiv, and Taisvis asks that by dina nefashis we find that we do go basa roiv, like it says a pasuk achi rab lahatois. If roiv of a Sanhedrin paskin that somebody's mechuyev misa, we kill him. So why is dina nefashis different than dina mominis? And Taisik answers and explains that by dina nefashis you go basar roiv because there is no mukzik. Mashenka by dina mominis, the halacha is you can't be mighty from a mukzik. So mameli, you can't go basar roiv. A roiv is not strong enough to be mighty from a mukzik. Lefi zeh, Taisik has really no taina. Then dina nefashis is not like dina mominis. Dina nefashis, Yitaka would go basar roiv. So if you go bus in the rave by dinah nefashis, what's the raya from dinah mominis? Dinah mominis, you can't be mitzi from a mukzik. So therefore, by dinah mominis, also you can't be mitzi the momin misafik. Mashenka by dinah nefashis, just like you go bus a rave in dinah nefashis, maybe you'd also say in a case of a safik lechumra, and that's why you need the pasik of etzila eda to tell us that by safik nefashis is lehakel. Rabbi Chanan in Ois Reish Chav Gimel says that you have to say Tois over here is going like his Shita in Sanhedrin, that by a Roiv Gomor you might see the Mammon even by Dina Nefashis. The way it helps by Dina Mammon is just like it helps in Dina Nefashis. And he's not going like Shitasai in Perek HaMiniach. But Rabbi Chanan asks that Tois should have asked a much starker kasha. That without the Pasuk of Etzilo Eda, you can't go L'chumra, you have to go L'kula. Because you can't kill misafik, because maybe it's a retzicha shleik din. Just like you don't bring a carbon misafik, because maybe it end up being chulin bazara, so too you can't kill misafik and be over in the la'av of loy sirtzach. Sheval tas is always adif. So even without the limur of vetzilia eda to tell us that safi nefashis l'hakel, you anyway would not be able to kill misafik. The Maaser Rabbi Chanan offers a beautiful teretz to the shita of the Rashbam. Why the Rishbam held you need a pasik over here of Vitzilo Eda to say Safik Nefashis Lahakil. Zakr Balchanan, that without the pasik of Vitzilo Eda, we would say that he's Patur Mitam Safik. He's not, he's Yashne Bedini Yemayim, and you can't kill him, he's Safik, because you don't know if he was the Ritzach or not. Did he cause the death of the Eved with his Akah or not? Misafik, we can't kill him. Safik Nefashis Lahakil. But Vitzilo Eda tells us that he's potter now, but teiras vadai, not just misafik. Midin vadai, he'll be potter al the pasik. That in the case where it's a suffik, the Torah tells us that you're potter teiras vadai. The nafgemina is says Rabbi Chanan legabi asher haniskal. That's also potter misafik because we say kemisa bailam kach misas asher. It's more in the Rambam that takol and kolin is the same halacha. If you can't kill the bailam, you also can't kill the asher. Now, if the reason why by the Bailim you wouldn't be able to kill him because of a Safik Isser Ritzicha, l'chayr, that's not shayach to the Shar. Because by a Shar, there's no Isser Ritzicha. Adrabi, you'll say a Safik Mitzvah de Reis is the Chumra. Elamai, says Rabbi Chanan, it's Muchach, that by the Bailim it's Potter Midin Vadai. And the Mele, it's shayach to say that just like in case of a Safik, the Bailim is Potter Midin Vadai, so too, Kemises HaBailim, Kach Mises HaShar. Legabi the Shar Niskal, also, we can't give it Skila, B'makim Safik. Mamas, I heard that this is the name of the Briskerov. The Briskerov also said this vart, that the Chiddush of Etzila Eidus to tell us that Yepotter Miteras Vadai. And he said enough kamina legabi that we hold that in dine nefashis yinat machzir in lechayva. So he said that if the whole tour of a sufik nefashis is only mitam sufik, so lechayv should be able to be machzir afilu lechayva. But if the tour is mitam v'shavta eda, or the tour it means mitam vadai, so then that tells the halacha that ein machzirin lechayva. So in mele it's very geshmak the Rishbam. Why the Rishbam at the shtel to the pasuk of Vishavtu Eido Netzilo Eido.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.